Coming up on KUCB News, it's Election Day in Unalaska, and Pan Air goes up for sale tomorrow. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by Redfish Electronics. Located in the airport cargo building, Redfish sells computers, Androids, iPhones, iPads, televisions, headphones, and unlocked phones. Business hours can be obtained by calling 359-2205.
Redfish, we got stuff.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Tuesday, October 2nd, 2018. Today is Election Day, and the polls are open at Unalaska City Hall. Voters are deciding two seats on the City Council and one spot on the school board. In the race for Council Seat G, Sherry Coleman is vying for re-election against Vincent Tudiakoff Sr. Meanwhile, both Alejandro Bongtungal and Carlos Tayag are running unopposed. Tungle for Council Seat F and Tayag for School Board Seat A. The polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight, so don't forget to cast your ballot. And tune into KUCB after 8 o'clock, when we'll bring you the election results live as soon as they become available. Pan Air is headed to the auction block tomorrow, more than a year after the Southwest Alaska airline filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Court and company officials have declined to name the prospective buyers who submitted bids last week, but residents say they're hoping for more reliable service. Lauren Devine has had a lot of unfortunate experiences flying Pan Air.
With customer service, with reservations, with flights being delayed, canceled.
Devine has lived and worked on St. Paul Island for years. Pan Air is the community's only option for traveling to and from Anchorage, and Devine says many of her friends and neighbors have similar frustrations.
Loved ones not being able to get to their medical appointments, to be able to go to their family's funerals, things that could have been at least mitigated by forming a better relationship with the community.
Bad weather and long distances make it challenging to fly in the Aleutian-Pribilof region, but Devine says residents understand that. It's the airline's poor communication that bothers them. So now she's hoping that whoever buys Pan Air takes more time to connect with customers.
When your flight is canceled, as it inevitably will be, how are you treated? It's really important to just feel like they're doing their best. They're trying to take care of you, and I think that's something that Pan Air just never did well in our community.
While Devine is eager for a fresh start, others are still rooting for Pan Air's current owners. Unalaska Vice Mayor Dennis Robinson says he'd like to see the Siebert family buy out and relaunch the airline that they founded in 1955.
I'd hate to see a homegrown Alaska company get sold to an investor outside.
Pan Air's service to Unalaska has been inconsistent, just as it has in St. Paul and the Pribilofs, but Robinson says the Seaberts understand rural Alaska and its reliance on air travel, so he's optimistic they'll get the chance to improve.
My personal hopes is that it's the same family that's owned Pan Air. It may not be called Pan Air, but I think it would be a good thing.
Pan Air CEO Danny Siebert has declined to comment on the competition for his family's business or say whether he's made an offer himself. The auction opens tomorrow at the Dena'ina Civic and Convention Center in Anchorage. According to the trustee overseeing the sale, a federal bankruptcy judge will choose the winning bidder based on their offering price, of course, but also on their plans for Pan Air's 430 employees, 10 airplanes, and 8 routes all across Southwest Alaska. At this point, the trustee says he's not expecting mass layoffs or any sudden changes, although the new owner will be free to adjust once the sale is complete. That'll happen sometime after the judge approves the sale and after the Federal Aviation Administration and Department of Transportation sign off on it. While the judge has scheduled a hearing for Friday, there is no set timeline for the government agencies. Pan Air will continue operations until the process is complete. Airline officials and the trustee have promised that the sale will not affect holiday travel or the busy winter fishing season. In other airline news, hackers are using various forms of online skullduggery to steal Alaska Airlines miles and sell them on the dark web, the Northwest News Network's Tom Bonsi reports.
Tech writer Paul Bischoff went looking for black market airline miles and points in the anonymous, hidden part of the internet known as the dark web.
It's basically like Craigslist. There's just a bunch of listings for all kinds of stuff.
Bischoff discovered that piles of Alaska airline miles could be bought in exchange for Bitcoin or another difficult-to-trace cryptocurrency called Monero. Hackers most commonly listed Delta SkyMiles and British Airways points.
Usually people won't find out that their accounts have been hacked until many months after, until they're ready to spend on those points.
And by then, they're gone. Bischoff wrote about this in an article for the online site Comparitech. He advises you choose a strong, unique password for your frequent flyer account and follow common sense cyber hygiene practices. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.
This month, the State Department of Education will pick Alaska's Teacher of the Year. Among the five finalists is Ingrid Cumberledge, a third-grade teacher from Sam Point. She's taught with the Aleutians Eastboro School District for more than 20 years, and Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early has more.
Ingrid Cumberledge has always lived in Alaska. She grew up in Sand Point and went to college in Fairbanks and Anchorage. She didn't always know she was going to be a teacher.
I went to school for political science, and I actually worked in the legislature for a short amount of time. And then I realized, you know, I love working with kids. And they pay you to play with kids, and to watch kids get excited about learning is the best thing in the world.
Despite getting a taste of more urban Alaska, Cumberledge always knew she was going to come back home and serve her community. She says her parents were big influences in that decision.
They helped establish the borough out there. They fought for the first municipal school district, and then they fought for the borough school district. They later fought for the health, the local health agency. And so I had these really great models. And so to be able to go back to my hometown and teach just was the ultimate goal, because I could give back to those kids.
Cumberledge taught high school before third grade, and she says she prefers teaching the younger kids.
Third grade is pretty amazing because they go from being spoon-fed, you know, needing a lot of help and support when they come in, to being pretty independent learners. And they're willing to try anything at third grade.
When announcing the nominees for Teacher of the Year, the Department of Education highlighted Cumberledge's status as a community and cultural advocate. Not only does she work hard to create relationships with parents, but she also takes advantage of the rural landscape of Sand Point to teach her students about history, culture, and science.
We get to talk about how people live traditionally and insulated their homes. And in our region, that means the Bravaras, so they were half semi-subterranean with hills built above them so that it washed off the rain. And we get to compare that to modern-day insulation and modern-day construction with the 200-mile-an-hour winds that blow through occasionally.
Cumberledge is the only nominee this year who was born in Alaska, and she's proud to represent her community.
I do appreciate the opportunity to celebrate Alaska teachers coming from Alaska, particularly from rural Alaska, Alaska Native teachers being celebrated. I think we have a lot of great teachers that are teaching all over Alaska.
And Cumberledge says she's happy she's able to put her small community of about 1,000 in the spotlight. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.
The other finalists for Alaska's Teacher of the Year work in Sitka, Eagle River, Houston, and Anchorage. The Anchorage contender is Danielle Rhea, a former Unalaska substitute. We will hear her profile tomorrow. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is in Unalaska this week to present the first draft of its feasibility study on a potential dredging project in Illilook Bay. Engineers say that removing a large sandbar could open the port of Dutch Harbor to deeper draft vessels and bigger business, but it might also affect wildlife, currents, and erosion along Front Beach. Unalaskans have three opportunities to hear the Corps' presentation and provide feedback that'll be incorporated into the final findings. This afternoon, the Corps is holding an informal workshop at the Burma Road Chapel from 4 o'clock until 7. They'll also make their formal presentation twice at City Hall, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, and then again Thursday at noon. And once again, don't forget to vote today. The polls are open at City Hall until 8 o'clock tonight. Join us here on KUCB afterwards when we will bring you the election results live as soon as they become available. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.
Mm-hmm.